Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Pope Francis has marked the 25th anniversary of the Northern Ireland Good Friday Peace Agreement during prayers at St. Peter's Square in Rome today. Addressing Easter pilgrims, he said he hoped the accord, signed on this date in 1998, can be consolidated to the benefit of all Ireland. Welcoming his remarks, the Catholic Archbishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin, said Pope Francis, quote, would want us to redouble our efforts at finding solutions to our ongoing problems and to work earnestly at restoring relationships here. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who will be in Belfast this week to welcome US President Joe Biden to Northern Ireland, has said his government is ready to work with the Irish government and local parties to ensure the power-sharing institutions are up and running as soon as possible. The Stormont parties, he said, need to get on with the business of governance. Meanwhile, police in Derry are expected to stage a significant security operation this afternoon in anticipation of a planned dissident Republican parade in the city. The PSNI has already warned of the potential for public disorder linked to dissident Republicans over the Easter period. We're joined now from Derry by SDLP leader and Foyle MP Colm Eastwood. A very good afternoon to you, Colm Eastwood, and welcome to the News at One. Can I ask you, first of all, what are you hearing from police in Derry about this parade which is planned for this afternoon and their concerns about what's been intended?
Well, there's the obvious concerns. This is an illegal march, marching through an area where people don't want them. The people of Derry have roundly rejected dissident republicanism. That old ideology that didn't work, didn't get us anywhere, just filled our jails and graveyards. These people are still intent on carrying that on. But I think it's important that people understand this is a tiny minority of our community. The people of Derry and the people of the North, the people of the island, totally reject them and have chosen a very different path. And on the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, they're very much out of step with where the community is today.
But police face a dilemma, do they not, in a situation like this? How much focus, attention, warning to give in relation to an event of this sort? And also the risk of that puts attention on, which is just what these dissidents presumably are looking for.
Well, it is a very difficult balancing act for the police because obviously it's an illegal parade. It goes against the wishes of the people of the city. But I think, having spoken to the police, that the police will not want to be going in too closely. I think they'll probably police it from a distance and see what happens after that. But again, if there is trouble, and let's hope there isn't, the only trouble they're bringing is to the people of Craigan and the people of Derry. Which is a bizarre way to go about your business. If you say you care about this community and this country, is to wreck your own community is a very strange approach to politics.
In recent days, we've had various events marking the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. But of course, it's in the context of the power sharing institutions, the Stormont, being in cold storage and no, it seems, indication of when they might be back in business again. Has the anniversary given any impetus to efforts to try to restore power sharing?
Well, I think many of us have been trying very hard. The problem is it's over to the DUP, who, of course, didn't support the Good Friday Agreement, never really bought into the principles of it, and are now holding up two key parts of the Good Friday Agreement, namely the institutions in Stormont and also the North-South institutions. You know, parts of the agreement that were absolutely key to getting community buy-in for the approach. And I think it is worth saying that, in the 25th anniversary, we should be all very proud of what happened. We're all very grateful for what happened and the peace that it brought. But I do think that people are now, particularly young people, are now asking, what's next? Of course, we need more Stormont. We need Stormont back up and running. We need all those institutions working where, our different communities are represented and working in our common interest. But I genuinely think now is the moment to begin to look forward, not just look back at 25 years ago. People like John Hume were always looking forward, and I think they would also have been saying, what's next now? So those of us engaged in that conversation are thinking about building a new Ireland, a process of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And those people who are not prepared to go on that journey, I think, will end up being lost.
Colm Eastwood, at various stages over the last couple of decades, the United States has played a crucial role in the process, the peace process in Northern Ireland. Joe Biden will be in Northern Ireland and in the Republic in the coming days. What could he say or do that might help to advance the restoration of governance in Stormont?
Well, I think President Biden has already been very supportive and has been supportive, you know, of the peace process before it even began in his time as a senator and a very close ally of John Hume. But, you know, he's been made it very clear, if we want to have investment, if we want to, you know, embrace the opportunity of having dual market access that we do because of the protocol, then we need political stability, because it's very difficult to encourage investment to come to Northern Ireland if we don't have political stability. He has, you know, appointed Joe Kennedy as a special economic envoy. His sole task is to try to bring jobs to Northern Ireland, in particular places like Derry that have been left behind. But that's very difficult if the DUP don't go into government and we don't have a stable government. And, you know, we also have a moment right now where health services in collapse. And I just think the DUP have to grow up and get back around the table and work with the rest of us, because, you know, the deal is done now and it's time to move on.
SDLP leader Colm Eastwood, thanks for talking to us.